6:18 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Monday morning to you. I'm Brian Neiman. Howard County Executive Ken Ullman joins me now. I know it's been a very long weekend, sir. It's been a tough weekend. We appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Everyone wants to know why. We're looking for a motive. Is there any update that you can give us to the investigation this morning?
Unfortunately, there's not. And trust me, nobody's, the victim's families, I know, are frustrated with not knowing why. And our police chief, Bill McMahon, and I, the questions that you're asking are the questions that that I'm asking every hour. What do we know? Do we know anything else? You know, it doesn't bring back the lives of the victims, but certainly we do want to know why this happened. And it's frustrating not to have an easy answer sort of wrapped up neatly in a bow, but our investigators have been working incredibly hard to answer these questions.
You are from Howard County. I mean, you grew up going to Columbia, Mom. I'm sure you've been there 100 times.
I've probably been 100 times in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, I grew up right in Columbia. I was born at Howard County General Hospital, a few blocks from here, and you know, this is for people that know Howard County, know Columbia, know the area. They know that, you know, this is really more than a shopping destination. You know, this is, you know, a place where people go to the movies, people go to dinner, people, you know, meet their friends. I've got a 12-year-old daughter who's, you know, now at the age where, you know, she's wanting to meet her friends at the mall. I mean, this is a place where the community gathers.
How do you expect, or what do you want, and how do you expect the community to react to this?
Well, I've seen, you know, I've already seen the community react in a way that's made me incredibly proud. The outpouring of support on social media, the few events that I've stopped by at in the midst of this last sort of 48 hours, you know, I was at an event yesterday where people just, you know, standing ovation for the response from our police department, from our police chief. And so, and also, frankly, you know, I saw the response from citizens that you've been reporting on, you know, people huddling with strangers in the back rooms of stores and, you know, Starbucks rushing people back, you know, into the back and locking the doors, and people who didn't know each other huddling up together and grabbing kids. And you know, so I've seen, you know, an outpouring of compassion. And also, we've seen from our first responders the training, the tools paid off in that they were able to rush into this mall as quickly as I think could have been expected, within 2 minutes. And, you know, you train for these things, but you still never know how people are going to react when they hear the call come through the radio that there's an active shooter.
What is going on in the mall today? I know it's going to open up at 1 o'clock, and you're planning on being there as well.
Yep, my wife Jackie will join me. Elijah Cummings, congressman, will be here. I believe the governor will be here. There's been just an outpouring of support of people that, you know, we thought the best way that people could show their support for our community is to go to the mall, you know, have lunch at the food court, do some shopping, say hi to the merchants, let them know that we're thinking about them. And so 1 o'clock it'll open. There's a brief vigil before that planned at outside sort of the Starbucks Sears entrance where there's an outdoor plaza. And then, you know, as the chief said last night, we're always going to know what happened here, but, you know, we're a resilient, strong community, and we're going to get back to our lives.
Ken, this is Scott Wyckoff. Ken, why was it important, and what was the thinking in going into this, deciding to have the two memorials, one outside and then one inside the mall?
Well, you know, we wanted to have an opportunity for the public to express their support and condolences and thoughts and prayers for the victims. And, you know, whether you knew the victims or not, this is something that has touched the community. And so there's been a lot of people that have sort of expressed what they can do. And so the mall and we certainly thought that, you know, offering a proactive place to do that could be part of the healing process. So so that'll happen today, and the mall has identified a place inside the mall at the center court, sort of the first level outside of Lord and Taylor, and then the area outside that I mentioned.
Will there be extra police security on hand down the road for the next couple of months? Do you think it is permanently? Do you think maybe a Howard County police officer will be patrolling the mall from here on out? Where do you see that going when it comes to security?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you know the mall, we do have there's a significant presence at the mall. Outside the movie theater, you can often see officers in and about the mall, but there will absolutely be an increased presence in the short term, and we want to make sure that the public and the merchants and everyone who works here understands that this has been a tough event for folks to go through, and we're going to have an increased presence.
You know, this could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse. It appears that the gun that he bought was bought legally, and it appears that he never had any kind of contact with the mental health system. Do you, as an executive, just kind of throw up your hands and say, you know what, sometimes things happen and there's really not much you can do to try and stop it. You just have to be there as quickly as you possibly can to stop it when it actually goes on.
Yeah, that's a great question. I look at this two ways. On the one hand, we can absolutely never prevent every act of senseless violence in this country. We just can't. And whether it's here in a very public way at the mall, or whether it's just the kind of violence that unfortunately we've become conditioned to, in our country. On the other hand, there are some public policy things that we can do to lessen the chance. So sensible gun safety rules and legislation that, you know, Maryland has taken a lead on should certainly be part of the discussion. Enhanced mental health supports should be part of the discussion, just because it wasn't apparent in this case that he had, you know, obvious mental health issues. But it doesn't mean we should throw up our hands. And, you know, we launched an anti-bullying campaign in Howard County earlier this year because, frankly, a lot of these incidents stem from feeling left out, feeling bullied, feeling... So I think there are some things that we need to focus on. We can't just give up, but we also need to go in wide-eyed knowing that no matter what we do, we're not going to be able to prevent everything.
Ken Ullman, County Executive, we appreciate your time this morning on Maryland's Morning News. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.